Okay, we're picking up the Gemara 8 lines from the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. I apologize, I was not able to send out yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf and today's daf are Geshmak in Yanim about very deep Agaritas stuff. As I mentioned many times, that the Agaritas of the Gemaras, they have a lot of the Pashup Shat level, just the Pashas, what we're going to be learning today, but there's so much deeper. It could spend so much time on, and if a person has time, it's very Kedai to look more deeply into a lot of the Inyanim that I mentioned today. Very interesting things. So the Gemara is going to discuss now also different Inyanim about Rosh Hashanah, people are judged, and punishments of people who judge. So the Gemara starts off with Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Those who are sinners of Yisrael with their bodies, who Poshe Olam Begufan, and those who are sinners of the Goyim with their bodies. The Gemara discusses what does this mean with their bodies. I mean Begufan. The Gemara is going to get into this later. Yordin LeGehenim, they go to Gehenim. Venidonim Bashnemasar Chodesh, they go and they're punished there for 12 months. Lachar Shemasar Chodesh, after 12 months, Gufan Kalev Nishmas and Nishrafas, their body is going to be consumed and their soul is burnt. The wind will scatter their ashes under the soles of the tzaddikim, the feet of the tzaddikim, literally. Shenemar, the legs of the tzaddikim, Shenemar, Vesesilim, Rasham, Kiyu. Efer tachas kapos raglayim. The pasuk says they're going to trample the rishayim, and their ashes are going to be under the soles of your feet. That is the lashon of the pasuk in Malachi. Just like an object is transformed to ashes to the burning, the soul is going to disintegrate from original form and it's going to be burnt. Very scary thing. But what's going to happen to that? That's one of the inyanim. By the way, we say kaddish for shnei masar chodesh because we assume that mishpat of a rasha is for 12 months. We're going to be male the neshama of the person who chazers o the niftar, and we don't. That one of the reasons also why do we stop the 11th month? Why do we stop saying kaddish? Because this inyan, we don't want to assume that the person is mamish or rasha. So we therefore the person says kaddish for 11 months to show oh it's not ramish talking about a rasha. We're talking the person you're just doing it to, in case. There were Rosh Hashanah say that there was a Hasidish rebbes who left in a tzava that they felt they were such anavim that they had so much anava that they felt that they were ra'oi to say kaddish for 12 months. They made in their tzavas that they should say 12 months of kaddish for them. It's a shaila in the poskim also. If a person really knows a person's parent was mamash b'chal Shabbos or someone who's not b'chal was a mamash or rasha, you know that they were rasha. That's a shaila whether they should say kaddish for 12 months or not. Okay, go back to the word. Now the word says aval aminim. Minim is someone who's somebody who doesn't believe in something. So what exactly is it? Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi understands that these people of a min, we say this minim right in Valmashinim. I listen to Sachsvar mentions these concepts of the minim. Who are they? Rashi understands are the people who are distorting the Tosas actually more than Rashi and then Sanhedrin. I think more also they discuss it. People who are distorting the meaning of the what Torah really means to say. They like this. Oh, the Torah doesn't really mean that, means this, it means that, and they're transforming what the Torah means, and then the people who are the Mesoros, the people who are literally giving over things, those are people who take money from the Yidden and from the Jews, and they give them to the non-Jews, they give them to idolaters, and Apikoros is someone who is Mevazet Tamidei Chachamim. That's according to Rashi. The Rambam understands it a little bit differently, understands that the first one of the Min is somebody who doesn't believe in different basic beliefs that a Jew is obligated to believe. Someone's like an atheist, doesn't believe in a God, he believes in more than one God, Chas V'Shalom, believes that Hashem is a physical form. These type of things are, according to Rambam, are defined as a Min. I think we generally assume like that. And assume that that's more. That's what min means. We say min, but and then the Mesoros, according to the Rambam, is also somebody. I think also gives over something to Goyim, not exactly similar to Rashi, that and that Nakuda. And then the Rambam's third thing about Apikoros is somebody who denies the concept of Nevuah, the Shem didn't speak to any Nevuim, he denies the Nevuah's Moshe, or he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what people do. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a supreme God, all these things would be called an Apikoros. Again, it seems to be that more the accepted, we assume Apikoros, guys like Mamash Kofar B'Torah, usually seems a little bit more like the Rambam in colloquial terms, just saying that that's how people generally assume the way people speak, usually for Apikoros, not someone who's Mevazat Tamil Chacham, but usually like Rambam's understanding that it's someone who mamash rejects the Torah. But either way, these people, shekafru b'Torah, people who then deny the Torah. So according to Rashi, that would be another category. According to the Rambam, this is including the people who don't believe in the Torah, don't believe in the Torah, b'chsav, shabu al-peh, things like that would be included in this kafru b'Torah. Or those who denied tchias ha-meisim, b'shirpishim b'darach ha-tzibur, those who separated themselves from the tzibur. Rashi thinks that this should not be in the category of things that are mentioned. Why this would be the Korah included in the other categories. However, many other Rishonim explain that we do have this thing. And Rambam explains that this is someone who doesn't violate anything that's necessarily of a belief that's a min. That's like he's not a heretic. However, he separates himself from Klal Yisrael, doesn't believe that anything is necessarily tied to Klal Yisrael. He doesn't daven with Klal Yisrael under the time of his back. It's interesting how much a person has to be connected to the Tarek Yisrael, to Am Yisrael. A person who's not connected to Am Yisrael is not the... He's missing the boat. That's an Iker part of who we are. Those who had people terrorized people, who they scared people, off, and also v'shachatu v'chtiras harabim, those who sinned and then also caused Klal Yisrael to sin, kigon Yeravam ben Nevat v'chavirav, like Yeravam ben Nevat and his friends. Yeravam ben Nevat was one of the, first melech of the Yud Shvatim, who broke off from Yehuda ben Yamin, and he was during the reign of Chavam, and he, what the main thing that he did was he would refuse to allow people to Aliyah Regel. He ended up making people do Avodah Zarah, people, Mamish, he was mach to the Rabbim, so he doesn't have any chelik in Olam Haba. Yordan Legehenna v'nordan v'ladori doris. He goes to Gehenna, he's punished for many, for basically forever. Very scary. Shinemar v'yatsu v'rabba pigre anashim aposhim bo. I once read in the biography of Ben Ishchai, he had a book of the entire, everybody lived in the city, and who they were Gilgulim of. And he would tell people, I think I remember in the Sefer, I think it said that he told someone he was a Gilgul of Yeravam ben Nevat, and he had to do major tikkunim, obviously, for that, that he came back in the form of Yeravam ben Nevat, very scary things. Anyway, the Pasuk says, they're going to go out and they're going to see the dead people who rebelled against me. And what the Hamshach was also important, that the Hamshach discusses how they're going to decay, and they're going to be consumed by the fire, they're not going to be extinguished. Gehenem kala venem kalam, so which the Gemara's drasha is that the Gehenem is going to end, and they're not going to come to an end. Shenemar v'tzuram, really the pasuk says levala shaol. The pasuk says their form, the tzur, the soul is going to outlast the shaol. What is the shaol exactly is that is going to continue after Gehenem is no longer there. So the Marsha just points out, what I mean, if the Gehenem is gone and they're continuing to be punished, how are they going to continue if Gehenem's not there? So the Ritva explains that the Gehenem is going to be for the previously people discussed, not in Gehenem, not for the people in Shal. The Cholkach Lama, why are they punished to such an extent? Why? Because they should pashu yadayim bizvul, because they caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash by calling the Machta the Rabbim. Therefore, it ended up it made Klal Yisrael sin and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So the kasha is, what do you mean? What after the Beis Hamikdash made this? I mean, we're including these people now also, people who are Machta the Rabbim. Why are they continuing to be now? So the Chafetz Chaim answers, because they're preventing the Beis Hamikdash from being built. Anyone who's Machta the Rabbim is continuously preventing people from having the Beis Hamikdash be built. And we can also learn from a Midah Tov to a Midah Ra, right? Midah Tov is 500 times better than Midah Ra. So we can assume that Kol Shekin, anybody who is Mekarav Levavos and Mekarav people to do Torah and Mitzvos, how much more so is his schar going to be so big, and then he's helping rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. It's a beautiful thing. So we can always look at the positive as well from this as well. There, obviously, it's a scary word about Machta the Rabbim, but we could learn also Zonim was Mezakeh the Rabbim, and introduces more Shirim to his neighborhood, or tries to convince his friends to go to Shirim, or etc. So many things we could do nowadays to be Mezakeh the Rabbim. Obviously, that is a very big thing. Shenemar Mizval, lo, the Pasuk says, because of his Vul, Vein Zvul, the Beis Hamikdash, but Mizvul is talking about the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar Bone, Banisi, Beis Vul Lach. Shlomo HaMelech was talking in Pasuk, he said, I built a Beis Vul for you. Alayah Mamra Chana is actually Beis Vul, is the name of a shul, right in here in Shar Chesed. Alayah Mamra Chana, and Chana said about this, Hashem Yechatu Merivav. Hashem is going to contend those who have been shattered. Now the Gemara continues discussing the Beinonim. So what the Gemara now discusses, the Gemara says, Amar Yisrael Baravin, Upanayim Domin Lushule Kedera. The people who are punished, and then they're going to come out of Gehenim after they come after a year, and then they come out of it, still their faces are going to have the burns of the, they're going to look like the bottom of a pot, just like the bottom of the pot is something which is you can't, no matter how much you try to clean it out, it still has that blackness there and the dirtiness of the bottom of the pot. So to people who go to the Gehenna, their faces are going to be scorched forever. They're like permanently blemished. V'yamar Rav is scary things. V'yamar Rav v'inu, Mashpirei b'nei Mechoza. And the people like the people of b'nei Mechoza, as Rashi points out, the people of b'nei Mechoza were me'unagim u'mishamnim hayu. They were very spoiled. They were people very into gashbias. They were very into the worldly things of the world. And that's why they didn't end up doing it. It affected very negatively their avodas Hashem. I think we should learn from that to mess, I'm talking to myself also, is not to be getting into too much of the gashmius. Everything could be l'shem shemayim, but not too much for our own sake. The Makarian b'nei Gehenim, and also they're going to be called the sons of Gehenim. Obviously they're going to come out, but since they've always had that blackened state, they're going to be the marks on them, they're going to be called b'nei Gehenim. The Gemara then continues, Amar Mar, Beis Hillel Oymerim V'Rav Chesed. Beis Hillel continued, Beis Hillel said that Hashem is abundant in kindness. Mata Klapi Chesed, he tips the scales of the Beinonim towards Chesed, that they don't have to go to Gehenna. And we're asked, V'Aksi Avesi Yisar Slish Ba'esh, it's a Vazak says, I'm going to bring the third into the fire, indicating the middle group are going to be punished in Gehenna for at least a little bit. The Gemara answers, Hasam Poshe Yisrael Begufam. That pasuk is talking about the Poshe Yisrael Begufam. They're going to be punished with Gehenna. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, Poshe Yisrael Begufam, we just kind of consider that we put them in the category earlier. The Amrit late lose Takana. They're the people who have no chance to be saved because what happens to them is that they're going to be suffered in Gehenna, and they're going to be punished in Gehenna. The Gemara answers, Kileslu Takana, when do they not have a way out? Berov Avonos. We're talking about where they have a majority of sins. Hacha Metzah Avonos and Metzah Zechuyas, where you have half and half. And they have, and it's been not Poshe Yisrael Begufan, and they're considered someone, they're classified as somebody who has a Poshe Yisrael, a sinner of Yisrael, with their bodies. Los Agile de la Vesi Yisrael Shish Ba'esh. It's not going to be enough for them to be punished just in some time in Gehenna. Rather, So then, if a person is not half and half, rather, then he's going to be in the category of Rav Chesed. So again, you're going to go to Gehenna according to half and half, according to this, if you're Poshe Yisrael Begufan. If you're not, if you're exactly half and half, you're not Poshe Yisrael, then Hashem is going to be, he's going to be Rav Chesed, he's going to end up tipping your scales towards the good. So the Gemara says, Hashem is going to tip the scales towards the good. As we just mentioned, you're not going to need to go into Hanum with this type of people in this category. The Gemara then continues, the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says, I love when Hashem hears my voice in my davening. Hashem, what does it mean? We say this in Halal. Hashem, I love when you hear my tefillos. You're the master of the universe. When am I beloved? Before he was manshat, Hashemah kol tachanunai. When you hear my tefillos, because ahavti literally means is love. However, it can also mean ha'avtani, which is the lashon of ahavta osi, which is you love me. So Gemara's understanding that this means ahavti ki yishma Hashem is koyli tachanunai, which means that Gosh Baruch Hu, when do you love me? When you hear my voice during my tefillos, that's when you love me. The Gemara says, the losiv l'Yoshia, I was poor, and he saved me. Yehoshia, he's going to save me. Ava b'shedala ani mina mitzvos, even though I'm poor. Why am I poor? I don't have any mitzvah. It's still li na'ay l'Yoshia Hashem, who found it fitting to save me, and that's talking about the Beinonim, who don't have enough to get into Gan Eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still saves them by tipping the scales in their favor. Poish Yisrael b'gufa ma'inin, what is considered people who are sinners of Yisrael with their bodies? Amar Rav, karkafta de lomanach tefillin. Someone ahead that doesn't wear tefillin. This is referring to somebody who doesn't wear tefillin just because he doesn't want to do the mitzvahs. Even if he's somebody who's lazy, or somebody just doesn't want to do it, that's also included, and the Bach understands that that's also being included, the person who's a karkaf to the little tefillin, somebody also who put on tefillin and was not careful, this is scary, not careful to put them on his head correctly, you put your tefillin more than your hairline. This is a big halacha, just an Agama mentioning this halacha, but the Bach quotes this, as part of people included. Be very careful about this. An olam, for some reason, is not makbid. Now, there should be someone designated in shul who goes around and tells everyone that the tefillin needs to be put up more. Many people's tefillin are way too far ahead to the point where pashtus is, they're not yotze the mitzvah tefillin the way they put them so far ahead. It cannot go past your hairline. Now, the hairline is when you were bar mitzvah, so that's people's receding hairline. They should take pictures of their hair when they're 13, because a lot of people, unfortunately, their hair recedes. But still, even within that, people still have their tefillin going way ahead of that. You have to be very careful. Your tefillin, also the tefillin with the leather, the nature of the leather also extends and it'll stretch. So it'll go more forward. So you have to be careful to constantly be putting it back and be careful to the right place. And if you're not sure, then definitely ask someone who's holding an halachas whether or not it's in the right position. It's important to note that the Rambam has a lashon of kirkaf to dolmanach tefillin le'olam. He never puts on tefillin. I believe this is the source of the Rambam and these other Rishonim that have this girsa. This was the source of part of the Miftza, the campaign of the Rebbe, allowed your Rebbe to have all the Yidden put on tefillin at least whenever they can, obviously every day as well, but at least to get them to put it on once in their life so that they wouldn't be in this category of kirkaf to dolmanach tefillin. At least with the Rambam is le'olam, to never wear tefillin. If you put it on once in your life, then the Chor, according to the Rambam, would not be this category anymore. So that's, I think, one of the reasons that the Rebbe was very into getting all of the Jews to put on tefillin as much as possible. Poshe umos ha'olam begufan. When you talk about the people who are the Poshe Yisrael, the umos ha'olam, the non-Jews, who is that talking about? When their sin is with their body, Amar Rav ba'avera, those who sins with avera, avera shepoitzar, is the avera of different relations that are aser. For example, obviously the one of Eishes Ish, but even within that is also not just adultery, but even ones who are sinning with things that are like incest and things like that, those are going to be in the category of Poshe Yisrael Begufan of the non-Jews. Now, and obviously the Rishon also points out, the Ritva points out, that l'chora the Jews would also be included in Poshe Yisrael Begufan if they do these sins as well. If they violate Eishes Ish, or if they violate other halachas of illicit relations, and also they'd be in the category of Poshe Yisrael Begufan. We're talking about this halacha, the Chedesh Avir, was that even for Bnei Noach, their halacha would apply for them in certain categories. The Gemara now continues, Vishnasnu, Fitas, Chambart, Hachayim, those who instilled fear in the land of life, who is this? Rechista, the parnas amatul emei yisrael alatzibur shel l'shem shemayim. It's a person who's a leader, a communal leader, who has excessive fear on the community, nothing to do with l'shem shemayim, just that people fear him. That is not something which is kedai. They're going to fear him more than God, chas v'shalom. That's not something that is that's someone who does don chilek in olam haba. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, go parnas amatul emei yisrael alatzibur l'shem shemayim. Person who does this not l'shem shemayim, ain't a roya ben tamechacha. But these are, sorry, I mentioned ain't olam chilek haba. That's not, that's more chilek. And Gemara is an edge. And there, the Gemara is just mentioning someone who is who's going to be punished with Gehenna. So here also, he's also another punishment. He's never going to have his son who's a Talmud Chacham who learns Torah. Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Lochen yiru anashim lo yira kol chach meilev." The pasuk says, "People shall fear him; he will not see any wise heart." The Gemara continues now. Beis Hillel says, "Beis Hillel omen v'rav chesed," and he has a lot of chesed. Mate klape chesed. That means that he tips the skills of the Beinonim towards chesed, so they don't have to go into Gehenna. The Gemara says, "Hey, Chavir, how does Hashem do that? He can't just magically tip the skills." Reb Lezer Amer Kol Show, he so to speak, he weighs down the schusim that they have, and so that they're going to be heavier than the sides of the sin. Shemar Yashurach Menach Boshem doesn't really answer a question. Now, how is Hashem able to push down the scales? That's a question, obviously. Again, these are very dipping on him. We're just reading Pashup Shah, but I thought you have to take a step back and not read things like you're in second grade anymore. What does that mean, Hashem is tipping the scales? You have to ask yourself a question. What does this mean? Rabbi Yossi Brachinin Amar Nose Shinemar Nose Avon Verover Apesha, that he lifts up the sides of the sin. So that means that he lifts up the sins and therefore he overlooks the Averis that a person does. Again, the Maharal is very deep. There's very deep in Yanim here. Tanur Rav Shmuel, Mavir Rishon Rishon, that he removes each of the sins when they're coming up being weighed. V'cheni Amidan, that's the attribute of Hashem's Chesed, that he removes the Averis, Mavir Avol Pesha, he forgets them and he lets us go into, not forget, obviously, it means that he is allowing himself to Ke'il, like he's forgetting them, and allowing, and Klai Shal to be forgiven. Amar Rav, those are the main name. But the sin itself is never erased. Because if there's a majority of sins together with that person they removed, then it's going to be counted with them, and a person would in fact be punished with Gehenna. That would be, Rashi understands that if you remove the first sin to the benefit of the person, he has to have an equal number. If the first sin is removed, it's not going to tip the scales, then Hashem would not just move it to the other side. So Gemara now says, Amar Rava, it's Amar Rava. Kolamavir al midosav. Anyone who is someone who's mavir al midosav, he literally removes his measures. Meaning mavir al kalpasha, people who are mean to him and doesn't respond and things like that. Then Akash Baruch Hu, he's tolerant towards others. He lets things go. Then Hashem is going to be mavir al kalpasha. Hashem is going to forgive him for all of his sins. Shnemar no savon ra pesha lamino savon. Who does he forgive? Lamishal ver al pesha, to someone who overlooks sins. Who is someone who committed himself, Hashem is going to overlook them. His cousin. So the Amrsha Maisa, that the person knew personally, the Baal Maisa, that is his cousin's wife, who had been very insulted, and I guess it was somewhat of a public forum, by somebody else. And she didn't respond. And she was very, very bothered by the person, never asked forgiveness, whatever. After like a week, she was said she really wanted to like tell people, really wasn't ready, and started telling people that really, because really she was very hurt by it, and she didn't respond. And the second week, she was really still burning within her the passion that she had, that she was very upset, she was embarrassed by this lady, this other lady, and she didn't say anything. The third week, she mamish was about to. She already said, like, it was mamish already, like it was like Thursday. She said, she still didn't apologize to me, and I'm going to start telling everybody what she did, and it really wasn't right, that she embarrassed me in front of everybody. And she decided another few days, I could just let it go, and then just forget about it. She ended up not saying anything, and then a few days later, when she mamish decided that, she found that her child had somehow, they just bought new knives, sharp knives that they were used for cutting meat and stuff. They just bought them, they put them in the cabinet, and somehow her baby had climbed up the cabinet, and Mamish had the knife in her mouth. And before freaking out, she was so scared, she pulled the knife out of the mouth, and she said it was as close that she had kept her mouth shut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing, not a scratch, nothing on the baby. Mamish Anais. She said that she thought maybe it was as close that she was Mavir al Midosav, she didn't say anything, she kept her mouth closed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept their baby's mouth safe, and nothing happened. A very nice message, this mamash just happened. They were just saying this over. Nothing more, because Rav Huna bar Rav Chala, she got sick. Al Rav Papa L'shulei, Rav Papa went to visit him. Chazid HaKadosh Leil Alma, he saw that it literally means that the world is heavy on him, so it means that he was about to die. Amalut Tavisalu Zavda, so he said, so provide him the things that he needs, meaning that provide him for the tachrichim, the shrouds to bury him. So itapech, then Rav Huna got better. So Avi Maxif for Pablo Mizra. Pablo was so embarrassed to see him because he said the Vito, he was in front of him, he said all these things, and maybe they heard him talking about his preparing of his death. Amrulay Mai Chazis. So they said to Rav Huna, what did you see? Amr Lahu Inachava. as Rav Papa said, I was about to die. And so he was on the brink of death, right? The near-death experience. So they asked him, what did you see? And I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoyel v'lamokim b'milei lo tekmum b'hadei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since he does not stand as brittle, but he is someone who is tolerant of others, don't be so strict against him. Shemar nosa avon v'apesha. Lumino sa avon hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu pardon. Hu d'Hashem give forgiveness to lo v'apesha. Someone overlooks sins committed against him, against people being mean to him, stuff like that. You're over that, Hashem will be over that. Biggest chus of Ganav Yamadin. I know not them Rosh Hashanah, but it's always the biggest chus. The person had somebody to do something to him. If you're just moichel and you forget about it, it is a very, very, very big inyan. I remember once somebody was mamish mivazah somebody else in a certain restaurant. They're like a bagel place, picking up a bagel, and mamish in front of everybody. They was mivazah him. The person didn't respond whatsoever, and this like Sephardi lady started asking him for a bracha because a person is gets all of his averas forgiven. He's such a tzaddik on the level of someone is over his midosav where someone embarrassed him like that. The lady started asking him Sephardi, typical Sephardim, always ask for how to figure out brachas, but it's a very and then after that, like by line, like four or five people started asking him for a bracha. It was a very interesting thing, very very fascinating story. Anyway, where says l'sheiris nachlasav? What does it mean for the sheiris nachlasav for the people? Amar Rabbi Avraham Chanina. Aliyah v'kotzba, that means that the fat and tail is worth it, but the thorns are there. The fat is the best part of the animal, the thorns are still there. Someone who's is not going to apply to all situations, that's the sheiris nachlaso. Below, l'chol nachlas, not for everybody, not everyone's going to be zocha to this. Turning on the next. I want to know, l'mi shemasim atzmo kisharim, this din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this, is that, is only for people who consider them like leftovers. Leftovers nobody wants, right? Somebody who's unimportant and not have any gaiva, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to be like that to him. Gemara continues now, Rav Huna Rami, Rav Huna asks a contradiction in Pesukim. It says Hashem is a tzaddik. Tzaddik is a lower level, but he's still going to be somewhat strict with our judgment. V'chassid b'chol ma'asa, but it says he's a chassid. Chassid is going above and beyond. He's going beyond our judgment that he's going to judge us so fairly. So the Gemara says, but tchilat tzaddik, the beginning Hashem is going to judge us precisely. That means the evolution of justice. So if he's going to be a chassid, he's going to go above and beyond and be very righteous towards our dinim on a tzidkos level. Rav Lezer Rami has also contradicts him. Pesukim, k'siv l'cha Hashem matzdaka. Hashem matzdaka, and the pasuk says, k'yat tzshon ish k'maseu. He says it's tzedakah. Tzedakah is the lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us like a chesed tzedakah, like giving us something we don't deserve necessarily. And the other pasuk says you're going to pay us back exactly k'mah aseu. The Gemara says b'tchila k'at Hashem aseu. When in the beginning of judgment you're going to repay him according to what he did. L'asof l'shechem tzedakah chesed. Hashem is going to have extra amount of chesed going above and beyond with our judgment. That's a very, this is again, very deep. I'm reading Melech once a whole piece about this also. What does this mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Don Benidas Hadin and then switch to Mizrachim? And this also, what does this mean? That he's starting with Midas Hadin and moving on to Mizrachim? There's very, very deep in him here. Because it's Ilfa, remember like Ilfa Rami. Ilfa has a contradiction in Pesukim also. Ksiv Rav Chesed, Vazik says Rav Chesed, Hashem has a tremendous amount of kindness. So Hashem is very merciful. Ksiv Emes, but Emes is going to be strict judgment. He's going to see what exactly is Emes. But Tzchila, the MS, but the beginning is going to be truth of Asof, Rav Chesed, then is going to go on to his Midah Arvav Chesed. Now, discussing the Midah of Chesed and the Midah of Hashem's Midos of mercy, the Gemara is continuing about the Gidim Gimelos. Wherever Hashem upon Avayikra, the Pasuk says, Hashem passed before Moshe, and Hashem proclaimed the following. Amar Biyochanan, the Melamaker, cause of Yashalom, it would be impossible to say this. Melamach, what does it mean? Someone is davening. So it says, what does this mean? Lamech is Adam Gosh Baruch Hu Kashiach Tzibra. Gosh Baruch Hu put on his a talis like a Shiach Tzibra. We see over here, by the way, you need a tifa for at least if someone's the Shiach Tzibra. That's a big shayla. That is this Mamesh Mikra Din is a halacha. Right, Lashon of the Rambam of Derech Talmid Chamim v'Talmideon. Something along those lines. It's not Mamesh Achiyah, but it's something that's very much encouraged. I'm not exactly sure why people don't wear their talis over their heads, but Be'etzim we see over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu put his talis over his head when he was davening the Shiach Tzibra. From here, actually, our Salvechik was makbid to assume that any davar shebekedusha. This is talking about saying the Yid Gimel Midos, which is davar shebekedusha. You can only say that with 10 people. So any davar shebekedusha, when you're hearing Kaddish kedusha or anything like that, you have a chiyuv to have an atifa. So if Salvechik told us much more than the standard of psakil, his mamad is like a chiyuv to hold, to have a head covering, to wear a hat, or to wear a talis over your head when you are davening with a minion. When you're hearing davar shebekedusha, that is Rav Salvechik's nuanced idea. Most understand though that the Be'etzim at most would be more of a chiyuv on the Shiach Tzibur. But the Shiach Tzibur should definitely do it. Harolol Moshe Seder Tefila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if someone who's single, that's the shayla. Those are makel even on someone who's single, but that's a little more of a shayla. Someone who's single wearing a talis over their head. Maybe that you'd have reason not to because of Magen Aram. But Be'etzim, this is something that should be at least realized as a shayla. Harolol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'atik the Shiach Tzibur. He was davening like he was the Shiach Tzibur. He was davening as the Chazan. Harolol Moshe Seder Tefila. He showed Moshe rather the Seder Tefila, how to daven, to say the Yud Gimel Midos. when he's saying this. Amr lo, kol zman shesocho, it's an end time yisrael. Sins, yasa defenders of any mochalem, they'll say the seder and I'm going to forgive them. So Renemzel is very nice mashal. So what does that mean? So why is it automatically say you're going everybody forgiven? So Renemzel is to give a mashal once, and one of his farm, he has this mashal that it's like it's a doctor who gives a prescription to the patient. And he says, if you do this, 100% you're going to get better. So the person takes a prescription, and after a few weeks, he's mamish doing terribly. He's about to die, and he was very sick before it. And he said, really, he's like, I gave you the prescription. He's like, you didn't take the prescription, the medicine. I said, I did exactly that. I took the prescription, and then I wasn't healed. He said, what did you do? He said, I took the piece of paper, the prescription, and I ate it. That's what you said. Take a prescription. And the Ramban says that for the Nimshal is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Yidgam Midos. It's a prescription. It's a prescription to realize if we analyze the Midos and we do something with it, we change our ways because of those Midos, then Hashem is going to then once we say these Midos together with Hashem, then Hashem is going to forgive us. But if we just, so to speak, we say them just by rote, we just don't have Kavanah for them for sure. That's not necessarily what we mean over here. They're going to have the full mechila. Now the Gemara continues, Hashem, Hashem. These are two, why the repetition of Hashem's name? Ani hu kodem sheyechta Adam, I am Hashem. Before a person says, Vani hu lacha sheyechta Adam v'yasa tshuva, and afterwards I'm also Hashem. Why do you need the double lashon? The Rashi asks the kasha, what do you mean? So if Hashem is part of the Yidgam Midos, why don't you Hashem before a person is even sinning? So Rashi explains that Hashem, in his ultimate knowledge, knows that a person is going to sin, yet he creates him, yet he lets him live, and so yet, that is already a midah of rachamim. Mark continues, what is Kel Racham V'chanun? Amar Yehuda, Bris Krus, the Shoshes Midos, these are certain Bridos, Sheinan Rachos will come. They do not go empty-handed. They're going to be effective. Shinemar, Hinei Anochli Koreis, Bez Pasuk says, I have a covenant, literally I have a covenant with Kol Yisrael, and these are the Shrik Shala, how do we count these 13 Midos, the Big Shala, but that's they're very important things to say these Midos, Shoshes Midos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Gedola Tshuva, Shemar Keres, Gezar Dino, Shalop Adan, the person is going to tear up his evil decree when he does Tshuva. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Hashemin, Lava'am, Azev, Ozna, Vachabri, Ve'anam, Vashma, Penira, Be'inav, Ve'azna, Vishma, Ve'lava, Yevin, Ve'shav, Ve'raf, Ve'lo, the Pasuk says, people are going to be fattening of the heart, hardening of its ears, sealing of its eyes, they're going to see with their eyes and they're going to hear with its ears, understand with its heart, and they're going to be healed. So meaning that the people who are refusing to listen to the Navi, then they're not going to have their situation improved. So what is implied by the Pasuk? If they would, then they would be healed. So we see from there that a person would be nullified, his evil, his gzardin, if a person does tshuva. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Leh Papa Leh Abaye, Vildim Aleph Ne Gzardin, maybe this Pasuk is talking about before the decree is issued. However, once there's a gzardin, you're not able to remove the gzardin, even if you do tshuva. The Gemara says, V'rafa Lo Ksiv, the Pasuk says, you're going to be healed. What requires healing? Not something that was never had an issue yet. Something which actually needs to be healed. Something which is a gzardin. Something which was already a decree that Hashem made. That needs to be healed. If it's not referring to something that even has a decree yet, that's not called being healed. Healed means it's something that already was there and you have to remove it. That refers to a gzardin. Now the Gemara continues, Mesivev, that we have a question for the Bryson Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Hashem and Asayim, someone who does tshuva between Hashem and Kippur, Mochin lo, you're going to be forgiven. Lo shab ben Asayim, however, you did not do tshuva. Afilo, Avilo, Kolim, Nevayash, Vo'olamein, Mochin lo. Even if you brought all the best Elim, the best rams, Nevayash, Vashayel, exactly, the best type of ram, then to do your tshuva, in Mochin lo, it's too late. After Yom Kippur, it's too late to do tshuva. So how is that going to work with Rabbi Yochanan? They're always forgiven, even after Gzardin, because after Gzardin, Yom Kippur, Lachora, no chance to do tshuva anymore. Referring to an individual is not going to be overturned a gzardin on Yom Kippur. However, when he does a betzibur, we see the koyach of tefillah, of a tzibur, of a community of people together. Fascinating thing, we see the koyach of Klal Yisrael coming and davening together. So a person davens for refuah, one of the reasons we say besoch shar Klal Yisrael, because you're asking, you want to be like a tzibur dika refuah, that they should have a refuah because it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur right now. So you're asking that it should be that the refuah shlema should be within Klal Yisrael, you're davening for the tzibur as well. Meisiv the Gemara continues in the Braisa. We learn from this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, so to speak, are always on Klal Yisrael, and that's really the friend that we learned out from that was already from Rosh Hashanah. Hashem is going to judge it. Sometimes it's going to be good, sometimes it's going to be for the bad. Hashem is going to decree for the good already on Rosh Hashanah, and then sometimes it's going to be bad already on Rosh Hashanah. How's it, the Baruch is going to discuss it. Itim l'tovah k'etzad. How is this sometimes for the good? Harisha Yisrael Rishayim Gemur and Rosh Hashanah Klal Yisrael were completely Rishayim Gemur and Rosh Hashanah pasuk then Gishamim Muatim, and it was decided that they were have little rain because they were shayim at that point. Then after, in the middle of the year, they did tshuva. So now, HaKadosh Baruch already should have already made the gzera already. They should do the decree on Rosh Hashanah how much they're going to get. Rather, what's going to happen? Hashem is going to mean that same amount of rain at the most opportune time. The places specifically of the lands that need it. So even though there was that minute, the small amount of rain, still it's going to be a tremendous bracha, that small amount of rain. How is it sometimes going to be for the bad? Tadikim Gomer Rosh Hashanah of Klal Yisrael were completely completely righteous in Rosh Hashanah, Pasko Alem Geshamim Ravim, and Hashem decided that He's going to give them a great abundance of rain because they're tzaddikim at this point. So then, Lasof Chazer Behem. So then they ended up retracting and they ended up unfortunately becoming Rishayim. The Fachos Mehen Yashar, so Akash Barachu, Shavar Nigzar Gzer. Hashem already made the decree to give them a lot of rain. And Rosh Hashem Kippur, and He sealed it on Kippur. So we're talking about the middle of the year now. Akash Barachu, what He's doing? More than Shalob is Manning. So He gives them the same amount of rain, however, not at the most opportune time. Allah Shayna Sri Chalan. And also places that don't need them, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu can adjust either the impact of the decree even in the middle of the year. The Gemara now says, "Latova Mia Likred Lekzar Dinai." So if you're gonna do tshuva, so why in the first case the Jewish people change for the better? Why can't why can't you just add rain? Because you're going to be Klal Yisrael davening together to doing tshuva. So then why can't you be okay the din? Rabbi Yochanan would say that you could, since there's a better way to do it through Teva, because Baruch Hu could do it through the Teva, he doesn't have to overturn the din. And now Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a ride for the bite. So Yorda Yam, Beonia, says, Malacha, man, Rabbi Himma, says Hashem, this passage is talking about the people going to ships, the great waters, they see the deeps of Hashem, and they wonder, and then Vyam, and Ruach Sarah, the source for saying, Ruach Zagomel, the source for Toyda, Korman Toyda, Vyam, and Ruach Sarah, and Timon Galav, Yachal, Lishon Kakor, right, they went to the waves, and what happened? They called Hashem distress. Yod Hashem Chas, and then later it says, "Give thanks to Hashem." Oselam Simanos. So the pasuk in Tehillim is putting Nun Hafuchas. Nun Hafuchas we know about Bahalos. Here also Nun Hafuchas is not a good. Why Karkin Rakim Shabbatera? Like the words, but only in the Torah. Lamar Lecha to teach you. Tzaku Kodem Zardin Anana. Only if they cry out before their decree, they're going to be answered. Tzaku Lachar Zinanim Enananim. However, if they call out after the decree, it's too late. So we see him over here. He can't overturn even for a tzibur because we're talking about Lachor people going on the journey together. Lachor people. People on the boats are people who are multiple people. It was in the plural. It sounded like there was a lot of people there. The Rosh says, these people are also considered individuals, even though they were together, different groups of people, but since they were viewed as individuals, they weren't necessarily together in terms of spirit of davening together. They were all davening. That really felt like together. Tzibur means you feel part of the tzibur, you feel connected to the tzibur, you daven with them. Otherwise, you're like kichidin. You could have a minyan with not a minyan. You could have 10 people who have no sheikhas, they're not really care about each other, they don't daven with each other, they don't really care about each other. That's not really like a minyan. We see over here, obviously deeper. Obviously, a lot of tzibur are actually dorsha. Talking about the deeper idea we see from here is they're not considered tzibur, they're not considered multiple people davening together, they're considered individuals because they don't care about the other people. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the Tashma tomorrow's daf.